From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A lone gunman identified as retired accountant 64-year-old Stephen Craig Paddock is blamed for the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history, opening fire from a high-rise hotel room onto a country music festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. At last count, 59 were killed late Sunday, more than 500 wounded. Paddock killed himself later. President Donald Trump spoke for the nation Monday.
We are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief.
Mr. Trump said the nation is in mourning.
Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother or sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss.
The president said he and the First Lady are praying for the families of those lost in the shooting.
To the wounded who are now recovering in hospitals, we are praying for your full and speedy recovery and pledge to you our support from this day forward.
The president will visit Las Vegas Wednesday. Among those attending the concert late Sunday, Rachel Decker.
The first thing that we heard was like a big pop noise, like glass breaking, almost like someone had dropped like a glass bottle behind us.
Yeah.
And then we kind of heard like a pop, pop, pop noise. And then we just started to hear the gunfire.
Although Islamic State claimed responsibility, law enforcement officials said there is no connection at this time with an international terrorist group. Kenyan police used tear gas against opposition supporters who rallied in Nairobi and other cities demanding the sacking of election board officials they blame for August's nullified presidential election. The Supreme Court ordered a new election after citing irregularities in the August 8 ballot the commission said was won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. A new election scheduled October 26. This is